Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're on the air now, and I just know you are happy to be alive, because you being alive and on this Global Vision for Living Today show means you have another opportunity to get it right. You have another opportunity to share your life with someone who might not be as fortunate. You have another opportunity to say yay, yes to the world at large that surely is in need of encouragement, need of love, and most of all, hope in another day. And I'm so happy to have you as part of our listening audience. Our topic today is a call to men, our hope and glory, our hope and our glory on earth. This is really a show for men today. It's a show call to men to lead out and show how, no matter what the world at large has to say. Men were created and built for a purpose, with women showing up thousands of years later, according to the creative arrangement, and to lead his life and family for the good of all creation. But what happened? Something happened. Has man lost his way? Does the world today show man as being in charge of anything at all? Taking care of his own life? What's wrong? Something went wrong. Something is wrong. And today's topic and comments will show the way back. The way back to sameness and the renewed way of life that will honor his position and course. And in lifting the male presence to the stature created for him and his life. We're not bashing women this morning. We're talking about a call to men as our hope and our glory on earth. So we have with us this morning Dr. Reverend Colonel William Harrison. He has all those titles there, and that's all of him. And I call him Colonel Harrison. We have Colonel Harrison with us just about every week to kind of, you know, pitch us to a place on the show that is uplifting and, of course, God-honoring. Are you with us this morning, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. I am with you this morning, and you and your listening audience, a great Saturday morning, wherever you may be.
Well, we're very happy about that, because this show, this morning, dedicated to men, it appears that men are getting the shorter end of the stick. Women in particular don't want to follow men. Some don't want to talk about men. They don't want to see men in various places. And the majority downside of that is that men are no good. They don't take care of responsibility. They don't want any responsibility. I don't blame them. Because, you know, some of them are carrying a big load. They want nothing to do with them. I can do this by myself. I can live my life by myself. I don't need them. I can go on without them. Even with children, I don't want to see him, and I don't want you guys to see him. What has happened? Men are in such an unsavory position, and of course, a bad light in our world. What have men done to get that type of reputation? What's going on?
Men have lost their standing in society and their respectability because men have changed the standards that were originally set forth that's supposed to define a man. There are standards. You can find them in various books. Certainly you can find them in certain spiritual books, the Quran, Holy Bible, the Septuagint, which is the Greek edition of the Bible, and so forth and so on. But long story short, men lost their respectability and so forth when they stopped being responsible for their obligations and taking care of those who have families, taking care of their families, not having the desire to want to work, just becoming shiftless and lost their direction. A man was supposed to have been responsible for, if he's married, provide for family. If not married, provide for himself, his mother and father, other relatives to help. So the foundation has always been laid for the man to set the tone for the family, set the tone for himself, and set the tone for society. And so when that standard or that foundation is disrupted, then men are looked at in a negative way, in a negative disposition because they're not the man that people perceive them to be, or the standard that says that they should be a man, or what defines a man.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true because, you know, in many parts of the world, men are still, you know, first in line. You know, they're governing their homes, they govern their wives, and, you know, that's a standard, especially over in the Middle East. You know, people say that, you know, those men, they're really men. Do you think there's a lot of responsibility put on men that he can't handle? Do you think there's no mentors like there were decades ago, especially in the United States? You know, when a man turned 16, you know, he had certain other men that would tutor him on into manhood. When they reached a certain age, even in the Jewish community today, they offer ceremonies for men coming into manhood, and they're standing by their side. And especially when they get 18, and you know, even across the world, you know, they're saying, oh, my God, you got to leave. You got to, you know, urchin yourself out of here. You can't stay here anymore. You're 18. What happened to mentorship? You know, that was big when I was growing up. Do you think older men don't want to reach back down and try to help some of these young men come into a full spectrum of manhood? They figure you're 18, get your A out of here. You know, you can't stay in my house anymore when you get 18. I did used to hear that growing up, but by the time they became 18, they were able to get, you know, going down the street, go their way, but they had skills. They had a little money. The household they were leaving was fully intact. What has happened? What has happened to this generation that we live in? And, of course, the one we can talk about, the one behind us, but the one coming after us. What has happened? What has happened? I read just about every day things about young men not having anyone to share the way, show the way, and, of course, lead the way. Where's our leaders? Where's our mentors for a young man? What has happened to these young men breakfast groups and lunch groups? What is going on? Even the church, let's step in the day, even though they're shut down. Many of them had no male-based program. Just come in, sit down, give you money, shut up, and get out of here after say amen. What has gone wrong, in your opinion?
Well, almost like likening to the discussion we had last Saturday, to define a man, you would have to go back defining a man in conjunction with the family. There are certain values and morals that are taught and instilled in the family to a boy child at an early age. Those values become a part of him, and if there's a father in the house, and there were back in old school days, the young boy would see his dad going to work, coming back from work, bringing food in or provide money so that his mom could get food and so forth and clothes and provide for them, keep a roof over their head and so forth.
So what happened after all that? What happened?
Well, when the family became fragmented, the family became separated. Either the husband left or the wife left. Then the man became fragmented. Certain other things in society caused certain men to lose their way, and as a result, a lot of despair, hardship, disappointment, depression, all of that is set upon some men. But be that as it may, we each have an opportunity to define ourselves and what we want to do in life and what we want to do, whether we have a family or not, and whether we want to hold on to the principles and values and contribute something to society and be a respectable person in society. You can't contribute anything unless you are established on a sound foundation. So men lost the foundation when society changed.
Is there any hope? I mean, we have more people on the face of this globe than we had 5 years ago. And we certainly have seen an upsurge in some women that say, you know, he wasn't no good, so I got rid of him. No, I don't want no man. I don't want him around. And so forth and so on, as I just mentioned. I don't see any change in that. It's gotten worse. Women are in work fields and they're pursuing careers that were once only male dominated. And you know, they succeeded. I don't see that changing.
It will change when men of today redefine their purpose, redefine their values, redefine their morals by examining themselves. They're a standard bearer. One way men get back to where we were is by giving respect to women. There's a perception, there's a belief among most women, as you just said, Dr. Capitina, men no good, they're not worth their salt, they're dogs and this and that. Now, that's because men have looked upon women in a disrespectful way or approached them in a wrong way and so forth and so on. But we have to get back to redefining the value of a man, and what is a man, and what is the purpose of a man? And a man should establish the foundation of society. Everything was centered and built around the man, his morals, how he acted, how he treated his family, whether he had good work ethics and whether he had good standing in the community, whether his name was good, and all those kinds of things. But we have lost those because some men didn't pass it down to their sons, and other men weren't in the home where they were sent away to prison or they left the home, and so the values just disappeared in that regard.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think there's going to be a return to that type of sanity, because I don't think it's all the man's fault. I don't think where we're at in 2020 is a man's fault. If a man is disrespecting women, I think in some cases women have gotten out of line. Women have usurped authority in the home. They have gone out, as I said, and they decided they're going to get jobs that work traditionally for men. Women as a whole don't really respect men. And I'm not saying that that's definitely not the man's fault. Men were, from the very beginning of time, put in charge of a home. And, of course, running that home. So I think this is like Sophocles, a double-edged sword here. Women have decided not to let men run the home. They have decided that they can't be involved in really making a lot of these decisions at home. Some that have gone out there and got these big-time jobs, it's like, you know what, nigga, I'm making all the money. I'm calling the shots. You don't tell me what to do. I don't think it's man's fault that the condition of the family is squarely placed on him. This is really a challenge, especially in the modern-day home, because most of the time you got two parents working if you don't have but one of them at all. So I'm kind of thinking that it's not man's fault that the house is in the shape that it is in. I think that the woman the woman has had a responsibility from day one, century one, epoch one, to be the one to uplift the man and, of course, see the man in his rightful place in the family. And without a mentorship, that's not a good idea. It's not possible for a man to rise up and know how to govern his own home. A man needs help in doing that. And I think a lot of men have said, well, you know what, you know, I've got mine, and that's it. You don't see men reaching back to help the younger male generation, especially training. And when you talk about a man, woman getting married, most of the time, you know, that's kind of their first time shot at this. And coming into a home, knowing how to govern it, rule it, no. This is where the old boys club developed decades ago, just for a purpose that exists, to get young men and show them the way, talk with them, share with them their experiences, how they made it over, how they became the father, took on more responsibility. We don't see that. So I think where I'm going with this conversation is that men need to reach back for the younger man. But right now, it's almost too late. It's almost too late because you have some men that are seriously involved in gangs. They're running a neighborhood with a force. You know, crime is on the increase. I don't think it is ever going to be an opportunity or a chance for young men to be fully mentored as they should. What do you think is an alternative to reaching out, especially with what's going on in our world now? And men reaching back to help men. Let's leave women out of this, because the topic of this show, it's a call to men, our hope and our glory on earth. We can't get away from that. So where we're at now, with men being disrespected, the jobs predominantly that was in place for men, and of course, men being able to run their household with and in respect. What do you think is the solution to having men step up to the plate like that? Is there any help and hope for them, in your opinion? You're a pastor. What do you think is the answer?
The answer, Doc, is for present-day men to start mentoring younger men that live in the neighborhood or work at their jobs, or attend church with them, or that if they're in a school environment, a teacher, whatever, to have an influence upon them in that regard. So we still can, men still can establish mentorship of these young boys, start interacting with them, having meetings with them, teaching them certain principles, certain values, certain intricacies of life that the young man doesn't know, that so he wouldn't have to run into these stumbling blocks and experience trials and tribulation on his own. You can give them instructions, you can give them guidance, you can give them directions as to certain things that they can do to structure their path and live a better quality of life, rather than make mistakes and go through the trial and error of trying to correct their mistakes. So the church can do it, community groups can do it, neighborhoods can do it, men living in neighborhood realize the single parent, head of household, no man is in the house, can assist their neighbor with their child. Those things, we can return to the basics and do those basic things, because that is, we are our brother's keeper, and we should be community oriented. We should be about the betterment of our youth, particularly young men as well as the young ladies.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, you know, I want to add this in quickly. You sit at the head of an organization called the International Platform for Peace. Now, do you have any programs coming down the pipe that are specially designed for the young man, the teenage man, or the man just, you know, finding his way back into society? I've been to your website, www.ip4peace.org, and I've seen a couple of programs. One is called... I think it is Footmen to the Rescue. Is that something that has been put in place to reach out to men, especially to help them take their rightful place, not only in the home, but in society, especially young African men? You know, they are looked down on. Nobody wants to be bothered with a black man. I just mentioned, even in the home, they don't want to see him. They disrespect him. Most of them don't have jobs now, so we know they're getting kicked around like a bag of hay. I mean, is your footman to the rescue something that is tuned to help young men, older men, men
yes.
that really lost their way?
Yes, Footman to the Rescue is certainly a program that's based on a community outreach. It's community-based to bring in young men, especially, as well as others, to teach them certain principles about reaching out to their community, looking out for their neighbors, checking on the seniors, checking on the betterment of the neighborhood, being vigilant, that they active in the civic organization, so forth. It gives the young men something to do. It teaches them certain principles and responsibilities, that they learn things that they can do that's other than just hanging out on the corner, so they can be a value to themselves, be a value of their neighborhood, be a value of their community, and it changes their perspective. Let them know they're important. They are worth something, and they can contribute something, and it begins with contributing to their neighborhood and their community. And then it broadens out from there. So it's a very good program to give some structure and direction and instructions to young men to help them become more responsible in society and their community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds great. You also have within your organization a call out for community ambassadors. What is that program about?
The Community Ambassador Program is another excellent program of the Platform for Peace. We're reaching out to men and women 18 years of age or older to engage them, to get them involved in community-based activities, get them involved in checking on the welfare of their neighbors, get them involved in community activism. As we come up on this election year, it's nonpartisan, but we need to get people registered to vote. We need to get check and see what resources are available to seniors that are living by themselves or sick and shut in, to make sure that referrals are made and the seniors get assistance. So for ambassadors, a goodwill ambassadors, that would actually be their neighbor's keeper by doing those things, and it helps to strengthen the neighborhood and help us to give the ambassadors feeling of well-being, because they're actually doing something to help better people in society, in their community and outside of their community.
Oh, wow, that sounds wonderful. You know, I'm going to get involved in that. Well, you know, that leads to another statement. You know, there's a segment of society that is saying that there's no room in the world for the black man. They say he's had a chance. You know, we came out of slavery 400 years, and we've given them free this, free that, free just about everything. They turned around back to stab us in the back, and they're not activistic. You don't see them standing up for their own rights, but they're gunning everybody down to take their rights. People are saying there's no place in America anymore. They said the W.E. Du Boises, the Malcolm X's, Martin Luther King's. They said all those people are gone. And they left here in an unsavory way. I could name several others, but for the sake of time, we won't. Is there any place anymore for a black man? You don't really hear their voices out there. And the ones that you do, they're talk only. Nothing behind them. What has garnered that kind of opinion in America, that there's no place for the black man? I look in marches, I don't see them. I look on TV at people standing up with American flags, I don't see them. I look at people standing up for their civil rights, the guns, whatever reason, I don't see them. I mean, there was a book out by a black author called The Invisible Man. Where is the black man, not those hiding behind excuses for why they can't
do anything or move forward or be where they should. What really is wrong with the black man that that opinion has been garnered?
The black man has been stigmatized by society with the fact that they're worthless, not worth their salt, lack education, only want to party, only want to have a good time, don't want to work, slow for those kinds of things. All those are false stigmas that have been attached to the black man. Each and every person, whether
I wouldn't jump in there. Okay, that stigma. We have heard that for the past, 50 years, 100 years, but it is still being said today. What is the problem that has not been changed, that course of action? Why is that still being said? When I was growing up, I heard that very same thing, but I didn't hear it about the Mexicans. The Mexican men are up and running. They got jobs. You see them on bus stops at 4 in the morning. You see them as busboys. They're working in restaurants. They're working in hotels. Why is it just a black man? Every other race has gotten up and got on their feet. So why are we still saying, a black man, he don't have this. The black man, he did. The black man, they think he's lazy and thoughtful. Why is that? You said it, I've heard it. It found on that, because I've heard that as long as I was a child, and it's still being said about them. So that means they haven't excelled.
The stigma, doctor, and we certainly don't have enough time to share remaining on the show to cover this segment, but the stigma comes from slavery, when the ancestors of the black men were enslaved in this country. So it began then, it came from there, post-slavery. It still exists today. And so that is the thing that the black man has attached to him, that he has to work toward continually living with and overcoming that stigma. It's a part of this country's history. And so, again, we don't have enough time for me to get into it.
Well, we're saying that because the topic is a call to men, not just in particularly black men in America, but all men. So if that's been a stigma, what is the reason why black men are in the turmoil? And we're going to get into this in a next topic show. But we see they have gotten worse in the eyes of some. They're in gangs. They're killing their children. They're killing their mothers. They're blowing their fathers' heads off. I would say drugs plays a part of what's going on now, but unless older men really take this thing serious, we're just going to be talking about it forever and a day. So this is a call out to men to become involved in programs where other men really care about them and their family. And so since that's the case, we are appealing to those to go to www.ip4peace. Look at some of .org. Look at some of the programs and get involved. We're going to take this topic to another level and say topic number two. But I thank you so much for coming aboard. You are with us every week. We have 60 seconds to go. And we want you to sign up for most of the programs, if not all of them, listed at www.ip4peace.org, sponsored by the International Platform for Peace. God bless you all. Thank you for coming on the program. We hope you heard something that will say yes to your soul and that you will want to get involved with the International Platform for Peace, www.ip4peace.org. Have a great weekend. God bless you.